Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Hello, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your very first time tuning in, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, here to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture. We want to encourage and inspire you to know that you are a part of God's great plan to colonize the planet we call Earth. There's purposes that God has unfolded for us before the foundations of the world. And the Bible tells us that our believing citizens of the kingdom, that Jesus has made us priests, royal priest, a holy nation, that we should show forth the praises of him. And one of the great platforms that God has given us today as believers in the kingdom of God to bring forth his praises is the incredible families that he's allowed us to be born in. We have been engaging in a provocative conversation here at the Voice of Destiny Show about the family, the phenomenal family, the family that has decided to obey God and to live their lives north of average, to excel at the things that God has put before them to do. And this family is going to play a great role in these last days of preparing our citizens, our cities, and our nations for the return of Jesus Christ. Each and every one of us have an incredible responsibility to be yielded to God and his great plan for our families, even our whole households, that we will believe that they shall be saved spiritually, emotionally, physically, in every dimension of their life. This is the great benefit package that we have available to us that are believers. And today I've invited on the show with me with Juanita English Harris, a wonderful woman of God that has great integrity and is a great woman of virtue, to talk with us about an incredible dimensions and resource that God has given us to build our families and to give us great wisdom about how no matter where we are, we can start at the starting place that God has given us and build our families to become what God has called them to be. Welcome, Juanita, to the Voice of Destiny Show.
Thank you.
Praise God. Well, hey, you know, to help our families out there to understand that God has a plan for every family, I'd like for you to take the time out to share with us your family story. Is there a story that your family has that you think is worthy of reporting of God's goodness in your life? Are there struggles? Are there victories that you think brings great lessons to us about God's great plan for our families?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is for family to be strong, there has to be a foundation of love, and the love of the parents will shine on the children.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I look back on, as I look back over my life, is that my husband loved me first, and then he pursued me.
And that's important.
Because of his love for me and his showing love for me, I grew to love him.
Wow.
So
it wasn't an instant spark when you first met Richard? He grew on you?
No, he took time. I was only about 16 when I met him. And
wow.
Even at that young age, I knew I wasn't ready for marriage or a serious relationship. So you had to really work.
Wow. Wow. You know, families have different shapes, and they have different experiences, and they have different seasons. And your family is in a particular season that's different from the one that you started when Richard pursued you. Can you talk to us about your family's present season and what God is teaching you about the lessons in your family's life right now?
Well, what God is teaching me is that widowhood, which I became a widow in October of 2006, is still a place where he wants his will to be done.
Mm.
I was widowed suddenly, in a way, but actually God was preparing me. He gave me 5 years to become prepared, and my husband could leave this earth knowing that I was okay. He had a massive heart attack in 2001, and every day, that became a new season in our lives, and every day was a day of, could he have a heart attack today? But during that 5 years, we traveled and we spent quality time together.
Wow.
And God arranged all of that. He arranged all of that. I retired and stopped working, and we spent a lot of time together.
Wow.
But still, his death was sudden.
Yeah.
And as I've said in my book, all of a sudden I was a widow, and I was wondering, what is that? Who is that? You know, in my mind's eye, I thought of a widow as some little old lady with green glasses and gray hair.
Wow.
And when I looked in the mirror, I was a little old lady with reading glasses and gray hair. But a lot of adjustments. God still was providing, because 3 months before my husband passed, my youngest daughter and her children came to the same city that we live in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that was, you know, God's plan.
Divine.
Yes. And I can even see his hand in the house that he chose for us, in that God chose a four-bedroom house. Now, in our area, most houses are three-bedroom. But this house is a four-bedroom. And my daughter and her two children and myself all have our own bedroom.
Wow.
So
God was reshaping your family.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Well, can I read the scripture, and we're going to take a destiny break and come back and talk about God's plan and how he reshaped your family. It's in Luke, the second chapter, verse 36. It says, there was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Penuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage. And then she was a widow until she was 84 years old. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. And I read that verse, Juanita, not because she was aged, but her attributes of being so devoted to the house of God and praying and being thankful. It reminds me so much of you, and I thank you for being the gift that you are to me and my family. You're not just another woman. You are the matriarch of our family, and we thank God for the gift and the love that you represent. And I'd like to share with the listeners more about that when we come back from this destiny break, because God does have a great plan for our lives. We'll be right back.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. The Voice of Destiny show has a mission to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. If you've been enjoying this provocative conversation, we do encourage you to go to voiceofdestinyonline.com, where the Voice of Destiny show is available to you 24/7. And we have on our show today our special guest, Juanita English Watkins. And I mention English Watkins because for those of you that do not know, Juanita is my sister-in-law, which I always have thought of you as my mother-in-law because of the role that you and Richard have played in me and Millie's life. And I just thank you for, as I said, the gift that you are to us. When you were talking about when your husband passed, that God had been preparing your atmosphere, your logistics, to accommodate the next phase of your life because he knew the times and the seasons. And he had extended your husband's life 5 years so that he could be there and to walk with you in destiny. And I want to thank you for just having the courage to come and share your story because you do have a family. Tell us about your children and the makeup of your family and really, you know, how did God pick you up from there once, you know, he moved you in this house and you saw that he had you this housing arrangement set so when your daughter came that she can begin to assimilate into you all's household and build the new shape that God had given your family?
Well, my daughter that came, like I said, she's my youngest daughter, and that's a whole other story of God's divine plan because she is the youngest and she is 10 and 12 years younger than my other two children.
Wow.
I would like to say, yes, she's a blessing. And my other two children are Lisa and Leland, live in California and Virginia, and are both married. And Lisa has a son.
I'm very proud of
him. And Leland has, yes, absolutely. He is a doll. He is just a doll. Wonderful to have a new life in the family. And my daughter, Lanitra, that lives with us, or lives with in this house, is the youngest, and she has two children who are about to be teenagers.
Wow.
And, you know, God just holds it together because I know a lot of people are wondering how does an adult young woman live in a house with her mother, you know, and her mother is a very strong-willed person. But God is blessed, and I see the growth in her. Oh, she's been a blessing to the church we attend, Greater Grace Temple in Springfield, Ohio.
And your pastor's name?
Ronald Logan. Bishop Ronald Logan and Pastor Monica Logan. And we've grown so much here, not, you know, thinking that we were coming here to grow, but moving here to be closer to family. So it's been a journey. It's been a mission. And a blessing all at the same time.
Wow.
Lanitra's two children have grown just wonderfully. We're very proud of them. When they go to visit their other grandparents who are not saved, you know, they say what a blessing they are and what a good job is being done with them. And that's it's a blessing.
Praise
and,
God.
You know, sharing a household with an adult child is not easy all the time, but, you know, God set this up. And, you know, we talk about when she's going to move on, but that hasn't happened yet. That hasn't, you know, God hasn't manifested that yet. And it may not happen for a bit, but we're both believing and trusting God.
You guys have a similar story like the Apostle Timothy, who was raised by his grandmother Lewis, his mother and his grandmother Eunice, that taught him to be a godly man. And so you guys have that dynamic in your family life where you have a godly grandmother and a godly mother raising up children in the statue and the admonition of the Lord, which is going to be a great value to our society. As you said, that your grandparents-in-law have communicated that we need to understand that our whole families are wired to each other, and God gives each family a time and season. And the reason why hearing your story is important is because we need to understand that every family, 90% of the time, have elements pushing them off of the track of what we have believed to be the ideal destination. But it's the flight plan that God lays before every one of us of how we will be a family that really really helps us to be able to get back on course and get to that destination. And the first precept that you mentioned was that there need to be love in the family, and that's what you're seeing, love in demonstration, love in operation. Are there any special principles that you and Lanitra have for living in the house together, collaborating together in the household together as a family, knowing that you got two adult women, you know, with their own wills and minds of doing it? Are there any, like, particular rules you guys have?
Well, I think that the center of it is God. The whole center of it is God and both of our love for Jesus Christ. Mm. So, and the funny thing is that Lanitra and I are, you know how they say people that are alike don't get along? Well, Lanitra and I were at each other, and it would, you know, it's just God. We know, and we both know that. We know it's God that has given us this almost 8 years in the same house together without anybody going off on each other or, you know, anything blowing up or whatever. And I'm not saying that we don't get on each other's nerves like anybody else who lives in houses with these other people. But
that's why you need love.
Yeah, it always goes back to we're both believers in Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And
wow. That's exciting.
That is the holding place, is that Jesus Christ is the center of our lives, both of our lives and the lives of the children. So we, you know, any little issues that we have, they're cleared up very quickly.
Well, one thing I've discovered from these conversations I've been having with these different families is that one of the most important things for getting your family in the right direction to live their lives north of average is establishing who the deity is in that household. Because every man has his own will, has his own emotion, has his own intellect and way of seeing things. But if we go back to God to say, this is our reference point of what's right and wrong, and that's where Adam and Eve fell in the garden, is that they took the source of right and wrong out of God's hands and they put it into the hands of Satan. And so it's important that in our family that we say Jesus will be Lord of our lives, putting the source of right and wrong back in God's hands and let God decide what's the right thing and what's the wrong thing. You know, what is the color of vanilla? What is the color of black? It's God's judgment about what's right and wrong, because many of us, we can feel that if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. And so what is the safety net? What is the safety net? It's nothing but the law of God that is perfect, that converts the soul. We're going to take a destiny break right here. I want to come back, Juanita, and I want us to continue to talk about what are the great strategies that we see in the Bible that God gives us for leading our families into his plan of righteousness. We'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you just tuned in, you've been listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hobbs, and I want to remind you guys that the Voice of Destiny show is available to you 24/7. Visit us at voiceofdestinyonline.com, where you can access this incredible conversation that we're having about family. My guest today is Juanita English Harris, who is a great author, who was one of the authors of The Queen's Legacy, and is a great Bible teacher, life coach, and counselor that has really helped so many families, and she is the patriarch of me and Millie's family, the English and Watkins arm of our family that God has given us, my beloved wife, Millie, and who highly esteems her sister. And I can tell you, I can give some props to Juanita for helping to save our marriage over the years, because my wife having to, a great source of counsel to go to when I messed up. So thank you. Thank you, Juanita, for being such a gift. And we were talking about families, you know. You're a wife counselor, and I see a lot of people in families get off track when they're in a crisis because they go to get information from the wrong people. What would you say to families when they need direction in their life? What should be their source of counsel, and how should they use counsel when they're having to make these major course direction decisions about their family?
Well, for one thing, if you stop at, you know, your prayer and you just need to talk to somebody,
mm-hmm.
make sure it's somebody whose life reflects Jesus Christ. Make mm-hmm. sure it's somebody whose life is a recommendation from God.
Mm.
Sometimes we go to people for counsel, so we say, because we want them to say and agree with us about
yeah.
what we're doing or what we're thinking.
So we're looking for agreement, not really counsel, when
exactly.
we're doing that. Wow.
We're looking for agreement. But when you know someone, you know, a grandmother, an aunt, cousin, sister, someone who, or an uncle, or your pastor, someone who you know is at least in the area that you're wanting counsel, is living
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
it
mm-hmm.
correctly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we all stumble and we all have stories about, you know, when we went wrong.
No, but this is important.
Find somebody
who's
got it right.
Yeah, this is important, because, look, when you go to get counsel from somebody, you're open, and that person is
right.
going to give you words, and words are things that God used to create the planet. Words are things
yeah.
that take on physical manifestation. So if they're going to give you words, you want those words to be the words that were inspired by God, and not by self and not by the world system, but from the mind of God, because those things that they share with you will influence and shape your attitudes and your choices and become physical things in your life. So it's really important, like you said, to make sure God is validating that person.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to say this, and not to condemn anybody or to judge, but if you're going to someone about your marriage,
mm-hmm.
and if you're going to someone who's been married and divorced and married and divorced and married and divorced and married and divorced, then how they counsel you may not be exactly the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God would want you to be counseled if you want to live in a marriage till death do us part.
And they may not even know it. The people that's giving the wrong counsel may be totally unaware.
Totally unaware, you know,
mm-hmm.
Because of their life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's hard a lot of times to see ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, unless you're looking in the mirror of God, who tells you about
mm-hmm.
yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard for us to see ourselves. And as I counseled my oldest daughter recently, you know, you can't change people. You can't change
mm-hmm.
people, but you can change
mm-hmm. yes.
whatever it is you're doing that's helping the behavior that you're so, you know, upset about. Then you need to change what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
because we're always looking to change the other person, but God, when you talk to Him about things, He usually is telling you about you
mm.
and what you
mm.
need to do.
Wow.
The circumstances, if you want your circumstances to be changed, then you need to change something.
So in your flight plan,
the world is gonna change.
So in your flight plan, you need to make sure you're getting the right counsel from the cockpit, you know, because if the cockpit give you wrong information, wrong direction, you could find yourself having an accident. So we really need to be watchful.
How about from the control tower?
The control tower, yes.
Yeah, the control tower. Not even in the same cockpit. And the control tower. Get the first answer from the control tower.
Wow.
And, you know, like I said, a lot of times when we go for counsel, we want someone to agree with us and tell us we're right and, you know. But talk to someone who will point out some things to you, not tell you what to do, but just point out some things to you and, you know, open your eyes and your ears and your heart to what's going on with you more than trying to change a person.
Is it important for a family to actually have a vision, a dream, something bigger than themselves?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And because our day-to-day humdrum lives don't give us enough to keep going forward. Right now, my daughter is in school, in college, to become a nurse. And she's a full-time, she works full-time, she's a great mother, she's in ministry, totally in ministry, and going to school. And only because God has things for her to do beyond the day-to-day. Do we look forward to what does God have going forward? The children, we talk to them. We don't just say, you know, your grades need to be A's or B's, you know, for today. We're saying to them, when you finish high school, what college do you want to go to? You need to have grades to go to this college. What college do you go to? Going forward, always going forward, the next generation, how important the next generation is. We can't just let them choose for themselves to do this, that, or the other, or what they don't want to do, which a lot of parents I see nowadays, they ask their children what they want. Children don't know what they want. They can't see.
They don't have enough information, enough experience.
Right.
They don't even know themselves.
Exactly. And
their self is not even developed to be able to make those choices. And I, you know, I actually want to talk about that. You know, we've come to the end of the show, but I'd like for you to return. Juanita, so we can finish talking about, you know, operating from a revelatory knowledge perspective for our families and not just from the natural, because God does speak about a purpose and a plan that he has for us before the foundations of the world. And so, brothers and sisters, if you've been blessed by this conversation, we do invite you to visit us at voiceofdestiny.org. If you want to continue to hear more of this conversation, visit voiceofdestinyonline.com. And send us your prayers. We pray for you. Let us know how we can more specifically call on the name of the Lord on behalf of your family. And remember, today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has absolutely made for you. God bless.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Huff. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.